Good evening and welcome to the Village Vanguard. This is live at the Village Vanguard. I'm Josh Jackson from WBGO. Our special episode tonight for our 50th in the series featuring the resident ensemble for Monday nights here at the club, the Vanguard Jazz Orchestra. Forever Lasting is their new recording, and it is a live recording in Japan. The band enters its 47th year now at the Village Vanguard. They began in 1966, February 7th, as the Thad Jones and Mel Lewis Jazz Orchestra. They continue now as the Vanguard Jazz Orchestra. Thank you.
Thank you very much. That's Michael Weiss at the piano. And John Mosca on trombone. Thank you very much. And welcome to Monday Night at the Village Vanguard. That first one, of course, by our founder, Thad Jones. It's his arrangement. And the composition is by his brother, Hank Jones, who was the band's original pianist and on a job that started exactly 46 years and 1 week ago. Thank you. The original agreement called for 3 Mondays between Max Gordon, Mel Lewis, and Thad Jones. They decided on 3 Mondays, and we haven't had any renegotiation since then. They still plan on us coming back next week. So that's how it's gone. This is maybe a good time to say we're not on that side of the aisle, but anybody who loves music, and we assume that we all do in this room, would appreciate the gift that Whitney Houston gave to the world, and we would like to recognize her passing and just put our voices with all the rest of those. And another thing we will like to make note of on the Grammy broadcast, many of the things gripes we have with the Grammys, and the broadcast would be one of them, I suppose, that they failed to recognize in the roll call of those who have left this mortal coil in the past years, our big brother, Bob Brookmeyer, who was a nominee this year. And so we feel that should be rectified somehow, and in this little room, we consider that major league business, and we consider this real estate here to be a lot more valuable than the blimp hangar in L.A., so we'll make that happen. And we're going to concentrate on Brookmeyer's music a bit tonight, but we're now going to do something from one of the many people that he mentored, a great composer in his own right now, Jim McNeely, and this one is from the first project that Jim wrote for us, CD. The name of that one is Lickety Split. And this particular composition will feature several of the guys. Billy Drews on a saxophone of his choice. I'm guessing it's one that he owns. Terrell Stafford on trumpet. Jason Jackson on trombone. And Michael Weiss at the piano. So here we go with Extra Credit by Jim McNeely. Thank you. Thank you. That's Billy Drews, Jason Jackson on trombone, Terrell Stafford on trumpet, and Michael Weiss at the piano. Thank you. Thanks. We're going to do some Bob Brookmeyer music now, as we promised before, and we're going to start off with one that's actually correct chronologically. This is earlier. Bob had three separate tenures with the band as its original lead trombone player back in 66 when things began, and he was contributing music all along. And when he returned in 1979-1980, when Thad left to go to Copenhagen, and then just recently we were working on a new CD together at the time of his passing, so lots of music there. So we're going to start with one that he contributed back near the beginning of things, although he's very difficult to date. I could probably tell you this was the latest, and it would make sense. This is blues that will feature Dick Oates on alto saxophone and Ralph LaLama on tenor sax and Luis Bonilla on trombone and Scott Wenholt on trumpet and David Wong on the big bass and a little serial idea on the blues that Bob, I think, tongue-in-cheek called the ABC Blues.
We'll be right back.
Thank you, that's Dick Oates. Scott Wenhold on trumpet. Ralph Lalama on tenor saxophone. Luis Bonilla on trombone. David Wong on the big bass. And Michael Weiser at the piano. Thank you. So now we're going to go up to some of the latest stuff that Bob was working on for us. This is a third movement of a suite that he did as part of the new CD, and it was written to feature three of the guys in the band. This third movement will feature Rich Perry, and quite a different palette at this point from Bob, being separated by about 40-plus years from the one you just heard. And Bob, this is simply called Rich. It's part three of the Suite for Three by Bob Brookmeyer. Thank you. Thank you. Now we're going to go to the period when Bob returned to New York and had been off the scene for a minute and came back and really poured it on here. It was probably his most productive period in terms of writing for this organization. It would launch him on really worldwide acclaim and all sorts of records with every major band in Europe, and he formed his own band eventually in Europe. Tremendous amount of great material that came out over the last 30 years. And this was one of the really landmark pieces of that period. It's become quite famous in studies of arranging, and this is a great standard from Hoagy Carmichael that Bob arranged for Dick Oates. And we're going to do that right now. So here's Brookmeyer's idea on Skylark. Dick Oates. Thank you. And this brings us to the last one we have for this set. And before we get into this one, we'll introduce the band to you one time. And actually, start off with some great friends and great musicians who have come in tonight. And first, we'd like to recognize the great Lee Konitz, who came to see us. Thanks, Lee. Great to see you. And our old section mate, Ed Neumeister, is here. Eddie, where are you? We're going to introduce the guys. And one thing, the broadcast, one effect of the side effect, incidental effect of the broadcast is that the guys whose gig it is are actually here. It's a nice thing. And so we'll introduce the trumpets, and I think I know these guys by heart. That's Terrell Stafford, lead trumpet Nick Marchione, Tanya Darby, and Scott Wenholt, the trumpet section. The trombones are bass trombonist Douglas Previous, Jason Jackson, John Mosca, and Luis Bonilla, the trombones. Now, I recognize you from an article in, recent article in Commentary, was it? Field and Stream. Oh. Metronome. I'm getting closer. This is Gary Smolian on baritone, Rich Perry, lead alto Dick Oates, Billy Drews, and Ralph LaLama, the saxophone section. And the rhythm section, Michael Weiss at the piano. Michael Weiss. David Wong at the big bass. David Wong. And at all those drums and cymbals, that's John Riley. John Riley at the drums. We're going to close it out with one from Thad Jones. This is was written originally as a feature for Pepper Adams. And in the Pepper Adams chair, we have an endowed chair here. It's the Pepper Adams chair. It's behind the pole, but we've made the pole smaller. That shows you the kind of endowed chair it is. And that will be Gary Smolian on baritone saxophone, and John Riley at the drums, and some lots of great trumpet playing and writing from the trumpet section. And so here we, and our street band, our very own street band. This is Thad Jones wrote this in 1976, and he called it My Centennial.
Thank you.
Gary Smullyan. John Riley at the drums. The trumpet section. And the band.
That band being the Vanguard Jazz Orchestra every Monday night.
Thank you.
Here at the Village Vanguard. John Mosca, the senior-most member and leader of the orchestra, have been here since 1975. And the band has been here at the Village Vanguard since February 7th of 1966. So they enter their 47th year, I believe. Not bad. Every Monday night here at the Village Vanguard in some form or fashion, and they have a tremendous amount of music to choose from, so it's different every single Monday. This is Live at the Village Vanguard from member-supported WBGO and our partners NPR Music, and the Vanguard Jazz Orchestra will be back for a second set here at the club, but we say farewell to our broadcast audience. Our music was mixed tonight by David Talix, and he was assisted by Michael Downs. We thank Lorraine Gordon at the Village Vanguard for her generous support. We're back here March 7th for drummer Al Foster, who shall be leading a new quartet. We hope that you'll join us for that. And my name is Josh Jackson. This is member-supported WBGO Newark.